It was Kevin Delavan's 16th birthday, and he got exactly what he wanted. A WordStar 70 PC and word processor. It was a $1,700 toy, and his parents could never have afforded it in the old days. But in January, about 3 months after that final confrontation in the Emporium Valorium, Aunt Hilda had died quietly in her sleep. She had indeed done something for Kevin and Meg, had in fact done quite a lot for the whole family. When the will cleared probate in early June, the Delavans found themselves richer by nearly $70,000, and that was after taxes, not before.
"Geez, it's neat! Thank you!" Kevin cried,
and kissed his mother, his father, and even his sister Meg, who giggled, but being a year older made no attempt to rub it off. Kevin couldn't decide if this change was a step in the right direction or not. He spent much of the afternoon in his room, fussing over it and trying out the test program. Around 4 o'clock, he came downstairs and into his father's den.
"Where's Mom and Meg?" he asked.
"They've gone out to the crafts fair at..."
"Kevin? Kevin, what's wrong?"
"You better come upstairs," Kevin said hollowly. At the door to his room, he turned his pale face toward his father's equally pale face. There was something more to pay, Mr. Delavan had been thinking as he followed his son up the stairs. Of course there was. And hadn't he also learned that from Reginald Marion Pop Merrill? The debt you incurred was what hurt you. It was the interest that broke your back.
"Can we get another one of these?"
Kevin asked, pointing to the laptop computer which stood open on his desk, glowing a mystic yellow oblong of light onto the blotter.
"I don't know," Mr. Delavan said, approaching the desk.
Kevin stood behind him, a pallid watcher.
"I guess if we had to..."
He stopped, looking down at the screen.
"I booted up the word processing program and typed, 'The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy sleeping dog,'" Kevin said. "Only that was what came out of the printer."
Mr. Delavan stood, silently reading the hard copy. His hands and forehead felt very cold. The words there read, "The dog is loose again. It is not sleeping. It is not lazy. It is coming for you, Kevin." The original debt was what hurt you, he thought again. It was the interest that broke your back. The last two lines read, "It's very hungry. And it's very angry." This has been a presentation of Penguin Highbridge Audio.